The last time this many members of the Airport Advisory Committee made so much as a peep in their monthly meeting was back in January.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
When they sang to congratulate Aviation Director Jerry Orr on being named the Charlotte Business Journal's Person of the Year.
Which nobody can deny.
The loudest voice there is Drew Riolo, who is the committee's vice chairman and de facto leader, since Chairman Sean Dorsch was deposed by the mayor last week for working behind the scenes to advance the Airport Authority legislation. That move has clearly shaken the remaining members of the advisory committee. They've taken no formal position on the issue, and until now hadn't even discussed it in any of their meetings. But as departing jets rumbled overhead, the committee peppered Orr with questions about basic airport finance and the city's role in issuing airport revenue bonds. Committee member Scott Culpepper challenged Orr to explain why it's worth switching to an independent authority if that would open the airport to possible lawsuits from bondholders.
As we take on that risk, what is the payoff for us?
Well, the payoff is the authority running the airport and cutting out lots of layers of management, higher efficiency, lower cost of doing business, most of which you attribute to quickness.
The committee's vice chairman, Drew Riolo, seemed pleased with the more animated interaction.
This is exactly what we want to do at this meeting, and I encourage all of the members to do exactly what we did, to have a discussion of this, to challenge the director on this, to get this information back.
Riolo also encouraged members of the committee to request special meetings on additional aspects of airport governance. But their active interest comes a bit late for the airport authority debate. A city-paid consultant has concluded that a properly structured airport authority is the best option for Charlotte. And state lawmakers who back creation of an airport authority pledge their bill will pass this session. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.